New Year's aspirations. You know, we're about a month out from New Year's. It's February 1st, actually going on February 2nd. And, you know, kind of thinking about, you know, where are we at? You know, do we still have the gym membership? You know, that's kind of that funny thing. You know, do we decide to make some changes in our lives with our relationships, with our careers? Maybe we decided to change some habits. You know, I think the biggest thing about change is, you know, I heard a couple famous people sometimes say something about a moment in your life can change everything. And it's that one moment when you make the decision to say enough's enough. You know, maybe you've been going on a road and doing the same stuff for a long time, and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, enough's enough. I just can't take it anymore. Like, it's time to do something else, or at least try something else. And so, you know, with New Year's aspirations, I think, you know, it's part of just staying consistent, being frequent, and writing your goals down. You know, I think whatever you write down, it'll happen if you write it down. So New Year's aspirations, you know, it's one of those things where I think the biggest key to everything, yes, you have to write your goals down. Yes, you have to be consistent. Yes, you have to be frequent about how many times you do stuff so that it is consistent. But I think the biggest piece is people around you that care about you and your goals. Whether that's mentors, which hopefully you have a couple of those, or just good friends around you. You know, people always say that, you know, the five people you surround yourself with are you know, kind of the five people that model you and whatnot. So, you know, who do you surround yourself with? And really would encourage you to, you know, really think about that, because at the end of the day, it's life, and we share life with other people. And the people that are in our lives, you know, those are the most important things in our lives, is because that's who we share our time with. We share laughs, memories, tears, joy, happiness, marriages, babies, kids, good times, bad times, stories, the whole thing. So with that, with New Year's aspirations, you know, we're a month into 2017. We're going on into February. We got Valentine's around the corner. So, you know, just inviting you to kind of think, you know, hopefully that momentum's still strong with the change that you've made in your life since January 1st. And, you know, I would just encourage you that, you know, maybe if you slipped off a little bit, just kind of try to put people around you that will help build you up. You know, I think that's one of the best things we can do, is just surround ourselves around good people. You know, some of us, myself included, may not know what they're doing sometimes. And, you know, if you continuously surround yourself around good people, continue to learn, continue to grow, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And you're constantly progressing in that sense. So, you know, I think just big picture wise, as long as we continue to move forward and progress in life, I think that's, you know, it's as simple as that. You know, some people, you know, they're going to do really, really well and excel much faster than others. And some people are going to have babies at a young age. Some people are going to get married at a young age. Some people may never get married or have kids. So, you know, life just kind of, it happens. And, you know, you kind of create whatever you want to see in your life. And so with that, New Year's aspirations, just appreciate the time with you, and hopefully we can see each other soon. Take real good care.